ధర్మాశ్వనుష్టథా పుంసాం విశ్వాక్షేన కథా సూయా నోత్పాద్యే యతిరథ్యం శ్రామ ఏభి కేవలం. The occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead.
या कर्माला जर तो भगवान श्री कृष्णाचं प्रेम प्राप्त करू शकत नसेल तर तो जे जे काही करतो ते श्रम एव ही केवल श्रम आहे.
We are reading this evening from Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto, chapter 2, text number
8.
Herein, Srila Suta Goswami is explaining so nicely what is the duty of all of human civilization. To perform one's occupational activities according to one's own position. This means that in spiritual life, there is not necessarily a need to change our particular ashram or our particular occupation. Whether we be a student, or a businessman, or a lawyer, or a politician, or a farmer, or a craftsman, or a housewife, the need is to perform our occupation with the proper consciousness. And it is this transformation of consciousness that is the subject of all the great Vedic literatures. The real value, the real wealth of life is not in the temporary perishing things of this world. The most priceless wealth is that of self-realization. Coming in direct experience with the truth. Krishna explains what is the truth. That essentially we are all part of Krishna. We are in Krishna and we are the property of Krishna. Within this gross and subtle material covering, which we call our body and mind, is the conscious force, which is the identity of our true self, the Atma, or the soul. This material body is like a prison which is restraining the natural inclinations of the soul. There are 8,400,000 species of life which are like different types of cells, prison cells, encaging the soul. But in every species of life, the soul is always seeking and longing to fulfill its desire for complete freedom.
आणि प्रत्येक युनिमध्ये हा जीव आपल्या अंतरात जी परम इच्छा आहे त्याच्यातून मुक्त होण्याची, स्वतंत्र प्राप्त करण्याची त्याच्यासाठी सातत्याने धडपडत असतो.
He wants to get out of the covered walls of this greater universe.
या भौतिक जगाचं जे आवरण आहे त्याच्यातून तो बाहेर पडायचा सातत्याने प्रयत्न करतो.
He wants to see the free light in this spirit.
त्याला जो ज्ञानाचा परम प्रकाश आहे तो पाहण्याची इच्छा असते.
And that complete freedom is only attained when we meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Krishna.
आणि असे त्याला हवे असलेले जे संपूर्ण स्वातंत्र्य आहे हे केवळ भगवान श्री कृष्णांशी जेव्हा त्याचा साक्षात्कार होतो त्याच वेळेला त्याला प्राप्त होते.
The bondage of material existence is only due to the ignorance of our own spiritual nature.
या भौतिक जगातील जे बंधन आहे हेच आपल्यावरती आवरण आहे, आपल्या आध्यात्मिक
Krishna explains in the Gita, Abrama Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartan Arjuna Mamu Petya Tukontaya Punar Janmana Vidyate, that from the highest planet in this material existence, Ramaloka, down to the lowest hellish existence, they are all places of misery because they are all places of birth and death.
या भौतिक जगातील उच्च ग्रह जो ब्रह्मलोक आहे या ब्रह्मलोकापासून सर्वात निम्न स्तरावरती असलेल्या नारकीय लोकापर्यंत सर्व स्थाने जी आहेत ती केवळ दुःखाची आहेत, कारण त्या ठिकाणी जन्म मृत्यू चरा आणि व्याधी आहे.
When we approach God, who is the absolute truth, which should seek emancipation from suffering and freedom in his loving service, we should not seek the sources of misery of this material world.
पण जेव्हा एखाद्याला भगवंताची प्राप्ती होते तेव्हा खऱ्या अर्थानं त्याची या भौतिक जगातील सर्व दुःखातून मुक्तता होते, आणि म्हणून प्रत्येकानं अशा तात्कालिक गोष्टींच्या मागे न लागता भगवत प्राप्तीचा प्रयत्न केला पाहिजे.
But we find that practically everyone, when they perform their religious rituals, it is with some material motive as one's goal.
पण सर्वसाधारण समाजामध्ये असे दिसून येते की प्रत्येक जण काही ना काहीतरी धार्मिक विधी करत असतो, पण या विधींच्या मागचा त्याचा उद्देश मात्र काहीतरी भौतिक भोग प्राप्त करून घेण्याचा
असतो. Rarely do people approach sadhus for the blessing of detachment and devotion.
वास्तविक पाहता जे बुद्धिमान आहेत ते साधूंकडे केवळ एकाच गोष्टीसाठी जातात, ते म्हणजे आपली भौतिक जगातील आसक्ती तोडण्यासाठी आणि भगवत प्राप्तीसाठी.
Generally, people approach sadhu for some improvement in their health. Or more congenial relationships with one's family.
घरातल्या सर्व सदस्यांचे एकमेकाशी संबंध चांगले राहावेत म्हणून आशीर्वाद मागण्यासाठी जातात.
Or to get good grades on one's exams.
किंवा परीक्षेमध्ये जास्त मार्क मिळावे म्हणून आशीर्वाद मागण्यासाठी जातात.
Or to make more money in one's business.
किंवा आपल्या व्यवसायामध्ये जास्तीत जास्त आर्थिक लाभ व्हावा म्हणून आशीर्वाद मागायला जातात.
Or oftentimes so that they could have male son.
काही वेळेला वर मागायला जातात की मला पुत्रप्राप्ती होऊ दे म्हणून.
But all of these benedictions, even if they are fulfilled, will only be the source of misery. Yehi samsparashaja bhoga dhuka jonaya evate atyanta banta khontaya nathe suramate buddha. An intelligent person knows that these material objects of pleasure will perish, and when they perish, they will be a cause of great distress.
बुद्धिमान व्यक्तीला माहिती आहे या भौतिक जगात जे विषय भोग आहेत ते नाशिवंत असल्यामुळे एक ना एक दिवस त्यांचा नाश होणार आहे, आणि त्यांचा नाश झाल्यानंतर आपल्या पदरी परम दुःख प्राप्त होणार आहे.
When we approach the Supreme Lord, the greatest person, we should ask for the greatest thing.
पण जेव्हा आपण परम पुरुष भगवान सर्वशक्तिमान भगवंताकडे जातो त्यावेळेला त्यांच्याकडून आपल्याला सर्वोच्च गोष्टीची प्राप्ती करून घेतली पाहिजे.
This material world, our lives are filled with so much trouble, so much burden. Because this material world is Durga, it is a prison. The soul is longing to come out of this prison. Not to make better arrangements within this prison. Vedaish cha sarver aham eva vejo. Krishna says the goal of all the Vedas is to know him. Savai pung sabhado dharmo yato bhakti radhoksha jai. Ahoita ki apati hata jajatma sutra siddhati. The supreme occupation is that which brings about unmotivated, uninterrupted, loving service to the Lord. That condition of consciousness is transcendental to all suffering. But we do not recognize the great opportunity we have in approaching God. There is a beautiful story. When Krishna appeared in this Kali Yuga as the Yuga avatar of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is non-different than Krishna, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. He was performing his Bal Leela, his childhood pastimes in Navadvip Dham. One time, two thieves, they saw the beautiful jewels decorating Lord Chaitanya's body. They saw beautiful jewels decorating Lord Chaitanya's jewels. And they were so much lusty to get these jewels. They were thinking that these jewels are so valuable and they're on such a small child, it will be so easy to steal them from him and we will become very rich. So when Lord Chaitanya, who was just a small boy, Nimai Pandit, he was walking through Navadvip, and the men, they said, "Would you like some sandesh, some sweets?" Come with us and we will take you home. So they put the Lord on their shoulder and they began to walk toward their secret hiding place where they planned to kill him and rob him. And as they were walking very, very quickly, they kept handing him nice sweets to keep him satisfied. And in their minds, they were meditating on which of them would get which jewel and what they would do with the money they earned from the jewels. And they walked and they walked and they walked. Anxiously awaiting to arrive at their hideout where they could perform their sinful act. But by the Lord's Yogamaya potency, His bewildering potency, He caused the thieves to walk right toward Lord Chaitanya's house. Meanwhile, Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi, the Lord's mother and father and others were very much anxious. Where is our son? Where has he gone? They were just looking, searching everywhere. Then all of a sudden, the thieves arrived right in front of Lord Chaitanya's house and they thought it was their own house. So they said, "We have arrived home." And they let the Lord down to the ground from their shoulder. And immediately little Nimai just ran and jumped into his mother and father's arms. And the mother and father were so excited that our child has returned miraculously. And the thieves were thinking, "How is this? We're not at our house, we're at his house." We better escape before we get caught and arrested. So during all the commotion of everyone's celebration of their little child returning, the thieves very, very quickly but secretly escaped. And Nimai's parents asked, "How did you find your way home?" And he said, "I was walking through the village and I became lost." And two nice men were so kind that they took me on their shoulders and they brought me home. So the parents, let us reward them. So they got very, very precious silk and made them to offer and put on their head as a gift. And they went out to seek for the men, but they were gone. So from this story, so many wonderful lessons are revealed to us. These thieves actually had the greatest realization right on their shoulder. Great saints and sages and rishis, they performed tapasya for lifetimes to get the glimpse and the association of the Supreme Lord. They had the absolute truth, the goal of all the Vedas, the ultimate purpose of life, the supreme lovable object sitting right on their shoulder.
सर्व वेदांचं परमध्येय, मनुष्य जीवनाचं परमध्येय, त्याचबरोबर सर्व शक्तिमान सत्य हे या चोराच्या खांद्यावरती त्यावलं होतं.
But they were so much attracted and aspiring for his jewels that they didn't even recognize him.
आणि असं असलं तरीही त्यांचं लक्ष मात्र निमायच्या अंगावरती असलेल्या दाग दागिन्यांकडे होतं आणि आपल्या खांद्यावरती परमपुरुष भगवान आहे याची जाणीव मात्र त्यांना झाली नाही.
And ultimately they lost him and they lost the jewels.
आणि शेवटी त्यांना परम सत्याची ही प्राप्ती झाली नाही आणि त्या दाग दागिन्यांची ही झाली नाही.
This is the nature of this world.
आणि हाच या सर्व जगाचा स्वभाव आहे.
The Supreme Lord makes himself available in every great religion of this world.
Param Purush Bhagwan pratyek jivala pratyek dharma madhe aplyala upalabdha karun det astat.
He is allowing everyone to love him and to serve him and to experience eternal liberation and ecstatic bliss in such loving devotion.
त्याने प्रत्येकाला संधी दिलेली आहे की प्रत्येकाने त्याच्यावरती प्रेम करावं, त्याची प्रेममय भक्ती करावे आणि त्याचा खरा दिव्य आनंद प्राप्त करून घ्यावा.
But yet we are approaching God not to know him, to love him and to serve him, but just to try to get some of his jewels.
पण आपण मात्र भगवंताकडे जातो आहोत त्यांच्यावरती प्रेम करण्यासाठी, त्यांची सेवा करण्यासाठी नव्हे तर त्यांच्याकडून हिरे आणि मानक प्राप्त करून घेण्यासाठी.
Such a misfortune. All the rituals of proper religious ceremony are meant to purify our hearts and awaken our love for God.
सर्व धर्मात सांगितलेली कर्मकांड आणि विधिविधान ही भगवंताच्या प्राप्तीसाठी आपलं हृदय शुद्ध करण्यासाठी सांगितलेली आहे.
But we are so attracted by the glittering appearance of this world that we make that our goal of life.
हे आपल्या समोर असताना सुद्धा आपण मात्र या भौतिक जगात चमकणारं जे असत्य आहे त्याच्या मागे लागलेले आहोत.
And the result is so much trouble.
आणि याच्यासाठी आपण कितीतरी दुःख भोगत आहोत.
There's another beautiful story about a sadhu who was roaming through the forests. He was going on pilgrimage to a distant place and he was walking day after day after day.
आणखी एक सुंदर कथा आहे. एक साधू तीर्थस्थळी भेट देण्यासाठी गेले होते आणि ते जंगलात घुरवले आणि जंगलात भटकत राहिले होते.
And he was thinking that I'm a sadhu and I'm close to God. But I have to walk so far and this walking is so much trouble.
ते साधु महाराज भटकत असताना विचार करत होते की मला भगवत प्राप्ती हवी आहे, भगवंताकडे जाण्याचा मी प्रयत्न करतो आहे पण कितीतरी प्रवास मला करावा लागतो आहे.
So he prayed to the Lord, please my Lord, O Sri Ramchandra, son of Dasarath, you are the controller and the husband of the goddess of fortune. Please bestow upon me the blessing of a horse that can drive me to my pilgrimage site.
त्याने भगवंताची प्रार्थना केली, हे दशरथ पुत्र परम पुरुष प्रभु श्री रामचंद्र सीतापती रामचंद्र, तुम्ही मला माझा जो हा मार्ग आहे हा अत्यंत सुखकर करा आणि माझी ही जी आध्यात्मिक गाडी आहे तिचे जे घोडे आहेत त्या घोड्यांना जास्त शक्ती द्या म्हणजे मी तुमच्याकडे लवकर येईन.
So minutes later a beautiful, beautiful horse came walking up to him in the middle of the jungles.
आणि अशी प्रार्थना केल्यानंतर आश्चर्य त्या ठिकाणी सुंदर सुंदर घोडे भर जंगलामध्ये त्यांच्या समोर आले.
And he was so happy.
आणि ते इतके घोड्यांना पाहिल्यानंतर त्याला मोठा आनंद झाला.
He got on the horse and he began to ride and he was thinking, this is real pleasure, this is advancement in civilization.
आणि त्या घोड्यावरती मान ठोकून बसल्यानंतर
त्यांनी मला विचार केला की ही खरी सभ्यता आणि संस्कृती आहे जिच्या आधारे मला भगवंताची प्राप्ती होते.
As he was riding the horse day after day after day, he became very, very much attached to the horse.
आणि जसजसे घोड्यावरती बसून ते प्रवास करू लागले, जसे दिवस जाऊ लागले,
whatever gives us convenience or comforts in this world or pleasure, we become attached to it. The horse was a lady horse, and she was pregnant, and one day she gave birth to a baby horse. So the sadhu was thinking that this baby horse is the child of my beloved horse. I must take care of it. So he began to proceed on his journey to the pilgrimage, carrying the horse on his back.
आणि मग तिथून पुढचा जो त्यांचा प्रवास होता, तो त्यांचा प्रवास त्यांनी त्या छोट्या घोड्याला आपल्या खांद्यावरती घेतलं आणि ते चालायला लागले.
बेबी हॉर्सेस आर व्हेरी बिग.
आणि तो छोटा घोडा असला तरीही अगदी वजनदार होता.
सो ही वॉज स्ट्रगलिंग सो मच कॅरिंग दिस बेबी हॉर्स.
आणि त्या घोड्याला वाहून नेताना त्यांना अतोनात कष्ट व्हायला लागले.
अँड देन ही हॅड अ ग्रेट रिअलायझेशन.
त्यांना त्याच्यामध्ये
And he began to sing a beautiful song to Lord Ram. And in that song he revealed his heart. That my Lord, I prayed to you. That I could be carried by a horse. And now I'm carrying a horse. This is material life. We approach the Lord, we approach the demigods for material benedictions, but those material benedictions always become a great burden in our life.
किंवा भगवंताकडे जातो या भौतिक जगातील वेगवेगळे भोग प्राप्त करून घेण्यासाठी. आणि एक दिवस अशी स्थिती होते की या भौतिक जगात जे प्राप्त झालेलं ऐश्वर आहे ते त्या घोड्याप्रमाणे आपल्याच खांद्यावरती ओझ होऊन बसलं.
प्रल्हाद महाराज कंडेम्ड दिस आयडिया.
भक्त प्रल्हाद महाराज या विचारांचा, या प्रवृत्तीचा निषेध करतात.
प्रल्हाद एक्सप्लेन्ड दॅट द नेचर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड इज that we are all destined to a certain amount of happiness and distress due to our previous activities.
Prahlad Maharaj sangtay ki ya bhautik jagatla ha swabhav ahe ki aapla aapla prarabdha pramane aapla kadhi sukh ani kadhi kadhi dukh prapt hot asto.
And you can make so many arrangements of becoming rich, becoming famous and everything else, but still the same amount of happiness and distress will come upon you.
Apan kiti ya bhautik jagat prayatna kela dhana ani sampada prapt karnyacha,
and to the degree we try to find happiness in this world, to that degree we have to suffer. And people waste their entire human life for this purpose only. Durlabha manava janma, that this human life is so rare. Prahlad explained, when one is first born, annamai, one doesn't know anything but give me something to eat.
Prahlad Maharaj spashta karun sangtayat ki jeev jeva janma ghetto to mayecha adhin asto ani mhanun pahili gosht.
And one is completely bewildered just trying to find some affection and some food. Then one grows a little older and one plays.
And one grows a little older and one plays.
Prahlad's friends were only 5 years old. They said, Prahlad, now is the time for playing. Later on, when we become old, we should become serious about spiritual life.
Prahlad Maharaj and Chichi Mitra Hote, they passed past Rosh Hote, they tell him, hey Prahlad, Atapla, he cherai to Wayahe, and he is the Roka Jahe, he aplala, Matarpani Karaja.
But Prahlad said, so immersed in all this playing, we waste the opportunity of self-realization.
Prahlad Maharaj Manaje, he aplala, he dubla, Manushi Jivan, upon Asas, Kherani Kedevan, the Wayahato.
And then the child enters into studies. And even the parents today, they tell children, do not become too serious about religious life because you have to complete your studies. In this way, we spend the next 20 years of our life immersed in studies. And we think, when I complete my studies, then I will become Krishna conscious. But after studies, you get married. And then you have to establish your family. And you think that when my family is well established, then I will become serious about spiritual life. And you struggle and you strain and you toil like an ass. Guru Maharaj explains, just like the beast of burden, the ass, who walks for the washerman, he carries tons and tons of loads on his back throughout the day. After foaming at the mouth and hard labor, at the end of the day, he gets little grass. Human beings who spend their life not seeking higher spiritual consciousness, but simply laboring so hard for some material facilities, are compared to such foolish asses foaming at their mouths.
आणि म्हणून जे संसारी जीव केवळ एवढ्याच गोष्टीसाठी आपला दिवस वाया घालवितात, काबाड कष्ट करतात, आपल्या पाठीवरती मोठी मोठी ओझी घेतात, यांची तुलना शास्त्रानं अशा धोब्याच्या ओझं वाहणाऱ्या गाढवाशी केलेली आहे.
But now I have to work and maintain my family and succeed and increase my kingdom. When that is fulfilled, then I will take to spiritual life.
आणि एवढंच काही प्राप्त होत असतं.
But the more we work, the more we become entangled. Then we have to get our children married. And then we're very old. Then our memory is fading. And our bones are aching. We cannot digest food. We can hardly see. And then we're so busy trying to care for this dying, diseased body that it's very difficult to take to spiritual life. And then we die. And our human life is wasted. Komara achare pragyo dharman bhagavataniya. Therefore, Prahlad says, now is the time for spiritual life, not tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes.
Prahlad Maharaj sangta ki azat.
from the earliest age of childhood, we should take our Krishna consciousness very, very seriously as the purpose of our life. Because the real jewel, the real gift of this world is that the soul, the eternal soul, can be reunited with the Supreme Soul or Krishna through love. And here the Srimad Bhagavatam is explaining that all occupational duties are only so much a waste of time if they do not provoke attraction for Krishna. So how to perform our duties in this world in such a way that our natural attraction for God is awakened? This is the most important education. The process begins by associating with sadhus. Genuine personalities who are sacrificing their lives for the upliftment of humanity. Who as humble servants only repeat the word of God. In that association we hear the message of Bhagavad Gita. We understand our eternal nature as part of Krishna and how to live within this body in such a way that we can fulfill the ultimate aim of life. We must give up impious activities. According to the Vedas, the four pillars of sinful activities are illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and eating of meat.
Veda pramane, mausahar, madhyahar, avaitya strisanga, lottery, jugar, satta ityadi, manasa vyapar karnare, kriya karma, he sarva adharmache mukhya adhar stambhahe.
To think that we can make any real spiritual progress while engaging in these activities is an illusion. But these days people concoct and manufacture their own idea of religion. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat puranitam. The real religion that gives us real spiritual progress is that enunciated by God, not manufactured by ourselves or our own little social groups. And we must learn how to engage our activities in the loving service of the Lord. And this comes about naturally through the purification of consciousness. And the process in this age of Kali Yuga to purify our consciousness is Hari Kirtan.
प्रक्रिया आपल्याला या कलियुगामध्ये अंतकरण शुद्धी करण्यासाठी सांगितलेली आहे.
द चॅन्टिंग ऑफ द लॉर्ड्स होली नेम्स,
भगवंताच्या दिव्य नामाचं स्मरण आणि कीर्तन.
चेतोदारपण मार्जनम भव महादवाग्नि निर्वापनम श्रेयकैरावचन्द्रकावतरणं विद्यावधूजीवनम् आनन्दाम्बुरिवारदनं प्रतिपदं पुनामृताश्वारणं सर्वात्मस्नपुरं पुरं विजायते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्. The Lord's holy name has all the power of God within it.
भगवंताचं नाम आणि भगवंतामध्ये फरक नाही आहे. भगवंताच्या पवित्र नामामध्ये भगवंता इतकीच प्रखर शक्ती आहे.
The holy name of Krishna can cleanse and purify our heart of all unwanted desires.
भगवान श्री कृष्णाचे दिव्य नाम आपल्या अंतकरणातील सर्व मलिनता नष्ट करण्याचे सामर्थ्य त्याच्यामध्ये आहे.
And erase all of our previous karma and its effects.
आणि आपले जे काही प्रारब्ध आहे हे सुद्धा सर्व ते नष्ट करून टाकतात.
It relieves us, liberates us from this burning forest fire of material suffering.
या भौतिक जगातील आपल्याला सातत्याने जाणाऱ्या भौतिक बंधनापासून ते आपली सुटका करतात.
It awakens within our heart transcendental knowledge of our relationship with the Supreme.
भगवंताशी असलेल्या दिव्य संबंधाचं आपलं जे दिव्य ज्ञान आपल्या अंतकरणात आहे ते उघडं करून देत.
आनंदाम बुद्धी वारदनाम. And then we taste, we experience the divine ecstasy of transcendental love that we are always hankering for.
आणि त्यानंतर मग खऱ्या खुऱ्या भगवत भक्तीच्या दिव्य आनंदाची आपल्याला प्राप्ती होते.
All of our desires are fulfilled through the chanting of Krishna's holy name.
केवळ भगवंताच्या नामस्मरणानेच आपल्या या सर्व दिव्य इच्छा पूर्ण होतात.
Therefore, the greatest benediction and the most glorious of all attainments in this whole creation is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna.
या भौतिक जगातील सर्वात उच्च निर्मिती काय असेल तर ते भगवंताचं अमृतासमान असलेलं दिव्य नाम.
This Krishna consciousness movement is being spread throughout the world based on these simple principles.
Krishna bhavana hi asha agdi sadhya ani acharanat anayla sope asha tatvavarti nirdharit ahe.
To give everyone the proper understanding of how to perfect their human lives.
Jivan kasa safal karava hech te shikvat ahe.
How to achieve the real treasure of life.
Jivanatil khara khura khajina kasa prapta karun ghyava he Krishna bhavana shikvate ahe.
Inner ecstasy and peace.
Aplyala divya anand ani param shanti prapta karun dete.
Love for Krishna.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ji prema mani.
Just by associating with the devotees of this movement, living pious and pure lives and chanting the holy names, we can most certainly achieve the greatest goal and make our lives perfect.
Ye sarv kai satvik jivan jagun bhaktancha sangh karun आणि चार नियमांचं पालन करून आपल्याला प्राप्त होऊ शकतो.
थँक्यू व्हेरी मच.
धन्यवाद.
डज एनीवन हॅव क्वेश्चन्स?
काही प्रश्न असतील विचारायला हरकत नाही.
To invite all of you. Huh? Where?
प्रश्न असल्यास कृपया लिहून या ठिकाणी पाठवायला हरकत नाही. प्रश्न असा आहे, प्रश्नकर्ता श्री डी पी कुडची. तीन प्रश्न आहेत. पहिला प्रश्न, सृष्टीचा कर्ता कोणीही नाही, ती अनादि अनंत आहे, तिला लयही नाही कारण तिची उत्पत्तीही कधी झालेली नाही.
इज आस्किंग देयर इज नो क्रिएटर टू दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, इट इज एटर्नल, इट इज नॉट.
On what authority is this spoken? That there is no creator of this world? This is absolute speculation and concoction and it is utter ignorance. Where is the evidence of such foolishness? Everything we see in this world has been created. There is nothing that exists that does not have a cause. The cause of you is your mother and father. The cause of your mother and father is your grandmother and grandfather. The cause of your grandmother and grandfather is your great-grandmother and great-grandfather. And their cause is your great-great-grandmother and great-great-grandfather. And their cause is your great-great-grandmother and great-great-grandfather. And they have their great-great-great-great-grandmother and great-great-great-great-grandfather. You do not have to have a PhD in science to understand these simple principles of logic. The cause of this tree is the seed that came from its mother tree. Everything within this creation that we see has a cause. So, is the cause of everything nothing, or is the cause of everything something? Where have we ever witnessed anything coming from nothing? So Krishna says, Sarva Karana Karanam, I am the cause of all causes. Krishna is that something or someone from whom everything emanates. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mat sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samandita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my loving service and worship me with all their hearts. But you may say, but I cannot see Krishna, so how do I know that he's the creator? But that is a nonsense question. So many things you cannot see that you believe. Can you see the thoughts of your mind? Because the mind is subtle matter, which cannot be seen with gross senses. The creator of this material universe is spiritual. He is beyond material elements. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. The Supreme Lord is Krishna, and his body is not material. It is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And he is the cause of all causes and the source of everything.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna hai Parama Tattva hai.
या भौतिक जगातील तत्वांनी ते बनलेले नाही आहे आणि म्हणून भगवान श्री कृष्णाचं स्वरूप जे आहे ते दिव्य आहे, सच्चित आनंद विग्रह, आणि म्हणून या भौतिक इंद्रियाने आपण त्यांना पाहू शकत नाही.
प्रेमांजन चोरित भक्ति विलोचने संता सदाय हृदय विलोकयंती यां श्याम सुंदरम चिंत गुणास्वरूपम गोविंद हरिपुरुषम तमहं भजामि. But we can see Krishna. When our eyes are anointed with the salve of love, when we have pure bhakti, then we can see the Creator. When the Creator reveals Himself to us in reciprocation of our love, we can see Him.
पण आपण भगवंताला पाहू शकतो. भक्तिरूपी अंजन आपल्या डोळ्यामध्ये घालून आपण भगवंताचं प्रत्यक्ष दर्शन घेऊ शकतो. ज्या वेळेला शुद्ध अंतकरणानं आपण भगवत भक्तीमध्ये लागतो त्यावेळेला निश्चित आपल्याला भगवंताचं दर्शन होतं.
It is amazing to me, coming from America to India, which is the land of Dharma.
वास्तविक पाहता हा प्रश्न मला धक्का देणार आहे की भारत भूमी धर्मभूमी आहे आणि मी अमेरिकेतून आलेला आहे.
Western civilization is so materialistic and so spiritually empty.
वास्तविक पाहता पाश्चात्य संस्कृतीमध्ये अध्यात्म काही नाही आहे. आध्यात्मिक दृष्ट्या ते सर्व रिकामा आहे, केवळ भौतिक विषयाने भरलेला आहे.
And the religious systems of the West are like little fractions of the encyclopedic knowledge of Indians' religion.
आणि भारतीय धर्म संस्कृतीशी किंवा आध्यात्मिक संस्कृतीशी तुलना केली असता पाश्चात्य धर्म संस्कृती किंवा आध्यात्मिक संस्कृती ही एखाद्या कणाएवढीच आहे.
India has the most profound scientific and philosophical scriptures on the earth.
या जगातील सर्वोच्च तत्वज्ञान किंवा धर्माचं ज्ञान प्रचंड स्वरूपामध्ये केवळ या भारत भूमीतच आहे.
And such a deep and wonderful heritage of great saints and sages and rishis.
आणि इतकं अद्भुत आणि सखोल ज्ञान त्याचबरोबर ऋषी मुनींची परंपरा या देशाच्या मागे आहे.
The real histories of India are Mahabharata, Ramayana. They're all based on the greatest saints that have ever walked the face of the earth. And all of the major incarnations of God appeared here in Bharatvarsha.
जगातील सर्व तत्वज्ञान या भारताचा खरा खरा जो इतिहास आहे तो महाभारत आणि रामायणामध्ये आपल्याला पाहायला मिळतो. त्याचबरोबर या जगामध्ये मोठमोठे जे अवतार झालेले आहेत ते केवळ या भारतवर्षामध्येच झालेले आहे.
And after studying all of the religions and the philosophies of the West, we have found a gold mine, a treasure of spiritual culture and heritage here in India, and we have come here to seek that wealth.
आणि जगातील सर्व तत्वज्ञानाचा धर्मज्ञानाचा अभ्यास केल्यानंतर मला असा अनुभव झालेला आहे की परमसत्याचं जे तत्वज्ञान आहे ते केवळ या भारतभूमीतच प्राप्त होऊ शकतं आणि ते प्राप्त करून घेण्यासाठी मी या ठिकाणी आलो.
And yet we find here in India people telling us that there is no creator.
आणि या परम सत्याच्या शोधात मी या भारतभूमीत या धर्मभूमीत आलो असताना या भारतातीलच लोक मला विचारत आहेत देव आहे का, त्याचं अस्तित्व आहे का.
Better we just watch television and waste our lives.
असा प्रश्न विचारण्यापेक्षा दूरदर्शन समोर दूरदर्शन संचासमोर बसून आपलं जीवन आपण वाया घालवलेलं जास्त सांगतो.
This is very sad.
ही फार दुःखद घटना आहे.
It is below the integrity of anyone born in this great land of Bharat to not seek the ultimate goal of life.
या भारत भूमीत जन्म घेऊन सुद्धा परम सत्याची जाणीव करून घेणं किंवा प्राप्ती करून न घेणं हा मनुष्य जीवनातील सर्वात खालच्या दर्जावरील स्तर आहे.
By chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
इष्ट आणि अनिष्ट, फायदा आणि तोटा असा भेद आपल्याच लोकांसाठी का ठेवला आहे? द क्वेश्चन इज महाराज, इफ गॉड इज एक्झिस्टिंग देन व्हाय वी फाइंड इन दिस वर्ल्ड अ प्लेजर अँड डिस्ट्रेस, पॉवर्टी अँड रिचनेस, favorable and unfavorable, profits and losses, why it is meant for us if God is in existence?
This is all explained in Gita. This world is a prison. It is a place for people who have rejected God.
याचं सुंदर विवरण श्रीमद् भगवत गीतेमध्ये करण्यात आलेलं आहे. हे भौतिक जग म्हणजे ज्याने आध्यात्मिक जगाचा त्याग केलेला आहे.
God has given every facility to make this world a wonderful place. But we misuse it against His order and we create a hell out of a heaven. Because Krishna gives us free will. Without free will, there can be no expression of real love. If your mother and father give you a nice house and teach you how to live a very pious life, and you invite thieves and rogues and drug addicts into the house and they completely exploit you and make it a hellish place, is it your mother and father's fault or is it your fault?
आपल्या आई वडिलांनी आपल्याला सुंदरचं घर दिलं आणि त्या घराचा उपयोग आपण चोर लुटेरे डाकू लोकांना त्याचबरोबर व्यसनाधीन झालेल्या लोकांना जर आपल्या घरामध्ये बोलवलं आणि त्यांचा संघ केला आणि त्यांच्या संघाना नरकमय स्थिती जर प्राप्त करून घेतली तर काय ही आपल्या आई वडिलांची चूक आहे?
Human society has so diverted from God's instruction that we have created chaos in this world. And then we blame God. When God personally comes age after age to teach us how to live properly. But when we ignore His teachings, we create massive suffering on the individual and planetary basis.
नरक निर्माण केलेला आहे. दुःखाचा अहंकार या ठिकाणी माजलेला आहे आणि म्हणून आपण भगवंतांनी दिलेल्या वचनाप्रमाणे आपलं जीवन सुखमय बनविण्याचा प्रयत्न केला
पाहिजे. But in this age of Kali Yuga, despite all the conditions of duality, we can all come together and be united in the chanting of the holy names.
जगातील या सर्व द्वंद्वांशी जरी द्वंद्व असले तरीही आपण भगवंताच्या प्रेमासाठी एकत्रित येऊन या संकीर्तन यज्ञाच्या द्वारे भगवंताची निश्चित प्राप्ती करून घेऊ शकतो.
Someone else's question.
सुंदर प्रश्न आहे. प्रश्न असा आहे, श्री कृष्णांची पूजा का करावी? इतर देवतांच्या पूजेचा परिणाम काय? आणि कलियुगामध्ये हरे कृष्ण महामंत्राचा जप का केला पाहिजे? दुसरा केला तर चालतो का? Why we should worship Lord Sri Krishna only, leaving aside all the gods and demigods? As well, in this age of Kali, why we should chant only Mahamantra, Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Why cannot be any other mantra?
Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Matta Paratanam Nanyat Kinchidasti Dananjayat. Throughout the Vedas it is explained that Krishna is the source of all incarnations. He is the source of all the demigods.
Vedamadhe sangitlela ki Bhagavan Krishna hi sarva karmanche karan, dev devtancha utpattiche hi karan ahe.
The devatas are considered compared in the Bhagavad Puran to be like the various branches and leaves on a tree, which produce fruits.
वेदामध्ये सांगितलेलं आहे की हे जग म्हणजे एक प्रचंड वृक्ष आहे आणि या वृक्षाला अनेक फांद्या, पानं, फुलं आणि फळं आहेत.
No doubt that you can get fruit from a branch.
यात काही संशय नाही की एखाद्या फांदीच्या आधारे आपल्याला फळाची प्राप्ती होते.
But Krishna is the root of the tree.
पण या भौतिक जगरूपी वृक्षाचे जे मूळ आहे ते भगवान श्री कृष्ण आहे.
If you pour water on the root, automatically every part of the tree is satisfied.
आपण जर या वृक्षाच्या मुळामध्ये पाणी घातलं तर त्या संपूर्ण वृक्षाची जोपासना होते.
देवार्षि भूताप्त्य नाम पित्र नाम नखिं करुणा यमरणी चरा जान सारवात्मन या शरणम शरण्यम गुथौ मुकुंदम भरिदित्य कारतम. If you worship Krishna, it is like watering the root of the tree. All of the devatas, all of the demigods, all of our responsibilities and obligations are ultimately fulfilled because Krishna is the source of everything.
भगवान श्री कृष्णांची सेवा करणं किंवा भक्ती करणं म्हणजे वृक्षाच्या मुळामध्ये पाणी घातल्याप्रमाणे आहे. भगवान श्री कृष्णांची पूजा केल्यानंतर सर्व देवदेवता ज्या आहेत त्या आपोआपच प्रसन्न होतात आणि आपल्या ज्या काही सर्व जबाबदाऱ्या आहेत त्या सुद्धा आपोआपच पार पडत असतात.
Krishna says in Gita that people of small intelligence worship the demigods for material benefits.
भगवान कृष्ण भगवत गीतेमध्ये सांगतात की आपल्या भौतिक सुख प्राप्तीसाठी जे लोक इतर देवदेवतांची पूजा अर्चना करतात ते अल्पबुद्धी आहेत.
Krishna explains that whatever benefits they give you, they're getting from me, so why not just worship me?
भगवान कृष्ण म्हणतात की या देवदेवता ज्या आपल्याला ठराविक विधी विधानांचं पालन केल्यानंतर देऊ शकतात त्या सर्व माझ्या संमतीनेच देतात.
But people sometimes are afraid to worship Krishna. Because the demigods, when you worship them, but of course you have to worship them properly. It's like a business contract. You do something for them, they will do something for you.
आपण काहीतरी त्यांच्यासाठी करतो आणि मग ते प्रसन्न होऊन आपल्याला काहीतरी या भौतिक जगाचे भोग प्राप्त करून देतात.
बट कृष्ण इज हरी.
पण भगवान कृष्ण हे हरी आहेत.
ही इज पूर्ण अवतार.
हे पूर्ण अवतार आहेत.
ही इज ट्रान्सेंडेंटल टू एनी बिझनेस कॉन्ट्रॅक्ट.
भगवान कृष्ण अशा सर्व व्यवहाराशी अत्यंत दिव्य असतात.
इफ यू वर्शिप कृष्ण ही विल गिव्ह यू व्हॉट्स बेस्ट फॉर युअर स्पिरिच्युअल लाईफ.
भगवान श्री कृष्णांची आराधना केल्यानंतर आध्यात्मिक मार्गामध्ये आपली साधना जास्त चांगली व्हावी याच्यासाठी जे काही चांगलं आहे ते आपल्याला देऊ करतात.
He may even take everything away.
ते कदाचित आपलं सर्व काही ऐश्वर हिरावून घेऊ शकतात.
हरिबो. The question is, do you want God realization or do you want some material benefits?
प्रश्न असा आहे की भौतिक ऐश्वर हवं की भगवत प्राप्ती हवी.
The Shastra says, Akama Saravakamo va Mokshakara Udavade Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purushampara. If you worship Krishna, whether you do it for material benefits or for no material benefits or for liberation, ultimately because you approach Krishna, he's going to do what's ever necessary to perfect your life.
Apan Bhagavanta kade bhautik kamecha ghen gelo kiwa adhyatmik ichcha ghen gelo तरीही भगवान कृष्ण आपल्या आध्यात्मिक उन्नतीसाठी जे जे काही हवं आहे ते सर्व काही आपल्याला देऊ करतात.
दिस इज द वर्जन ऑफ शास्त्र.
आणि हे सर्व शास्त्रांचं म्हणणं आहे.
When Krishna showed his universal form, his Virat Rupa to Arjuna, all of the demigods, all of the devatas were included within him.
ज्या वेळेला भगवंताने अर्जुनाला आपलं विराट रूप दाखवलं त्यावेळेला त्यांच्या शरीरामध्ये सर्व देवदेवता समाविष्ट असलेल्या.
So there are many mantras in the Vedic literatures.
Veda shastra madhe anek mantra sangitlele ahet.
And each of these mantras contain the various names of God.
Ani pratyek mantra ha vegvegra devdevtancha navacha uchchar karit
asto. Or names of demigods. So there is certainly benefit in chanting any Vedic mantra. But of all the mantras in this age of Kali, it is explained that the 16th syllable mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare, is the Maha Mantra. It is specially created by the Lord, specially given by the Lord to counteract the effects of Kali Yuga. Just like if you go to pharmacy, there will be so many medicines, and all of them are good and they have effect. But according to our particular disease, a particular medicine will be most effective. So it is explained that in this age of Kali, we are all suffering from a very, very bad disease, the influence of Kali Yuga. And the medicine that is especially prescribed by the Vedas is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Iti Sodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmashanatanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Therefore, it is called the Maha Mantra, the greatest of all mantras, in which all mantras are included.
हरे कृष्ण महामंत्राच्या या 16 अक्षरामध्ये प्रचंड शक्ती असून या कलियुगातील जी काही सर्व किल्मिश आपल्या मागे आहे त्या सर्वांचा ते नाश करत आणि आपल्याला भगवंताची प्राप्ती करून देत. कलियुगासाठी सांगितलेला हाच केवळ एकमेव उपाय आहे. हात वर करून कशाला हरे कृष्ण म्हणता
Why do you raise your hands?
Why you are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, raising your hands, and how we can progress in Krishna consciousness?
We can progress in Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna, raising our hands.
Krishna bhakti madhe apan aple haat var karun Hare Krishna Mahamantra cha kirtan karun.
Why do we raise our hands? Because we like to raise our hands. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, appeared in this age as a devotee to teach us the most wonderful and sublime process of perfecting our life. And that is by attentively hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord's names. There are three basic processes of Hari Kirtan. One is japa, where we chant individually, loud enough only for ourselves to hear, either in our mind or using the mala, chanting very softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. The other is bhajan, where everyone is sitting and nicely singing beautiful songs about Krishna and Krishna's names. And the other process is called sankirtan, where everyone dances in great joy with their arms raised, loudly crying out the holy names. But this process of sankirtan is most important because not only does it purify ourselves, But the loud vibration of the collective devotees chanting purifies the whole world. We raise our arms because Lord Chaitanya taught us this method. When we are raising our arms, we are offering our lives at the lotus feet of the Lord through His holy name. It is a gesture of surrendering ourselves to Krishna. Just like, you know, when Draupadi was being stripped of her clothing by Dushasana in the court of the Kurus, she tried to hold it as hard as she could, but he was so powerful and she was so weak. Similarly, in this world, Maya is so strong and we are so weak. We can try as hard as we can to save ourselves and protect ourselves, but material nature is all powerful and we are insignificant. We raise our arms because we want to follow in the footsteps of Draupadi. In her helpless position, she realized that she could not save herself, so she lifted her arms and began to chant the holy names. And just as Krishna saved her, He will also save us. So I would like to invite everyone now to experience the wonderful ecstasy of Harinam Sankirtan. As I am chanting with folded palms, welcome the holy name of the Lord through your ears into your heart. Like this, everyone. And while you are chanting, raise your arms, surrendering yourselves to the holy name.
Hare Krishna Mahamantra Manat.
त्यावेळेला दोन्ही हात वर करून भगवंताला संपूर्ण शरण जाण्याचा भगवंताची प्रार्थना करायची आहे.
And you can dance as Sri Kardamaji will teach you. Just feet.
ये दाहिना पैर जो है बाई तरफ और बाया पैर जो है दाई तरफ, इस तरह राइट वाला पैर लेफ्ट तरफ.
अशा प्रकारे आपला उजवा पाय एकदा डावीकडे टाकायचा आणि त्यानंतर तो पुनर्स्थितीत आल्यानंतर डावा पाय उजवीकडे आपल्याला टाकायचा आणि अशा प्रकारे हात वर करून आणि ज्यावेळेला महाराज हरे कृष्ण म्हणतील त्यावेळेला हात जोडून हे भगवंताचं दिव्य कीर्तन आपल्या सर्वांना करायचं.
When we chant with great feeling and devotion, we dance together in this beautiful way so that our kirtan not only sounds pleasing to the Lord but also appears very beautiful before the Lord.
आणि अशा प्रकारे आम्ही जेव्हा एक सुरामध्ये भगवंताच्या दिव्य नामाच्या आधारे प्रार्थना करतो त्यावेळेला हे केवळ सुंदरच दिसत नाही तर ते भगवंताला प्रसन्न करतो.
इट इज आवर कंबाइंड युनिफाइड ऑफरिंग ऑफ लव्ह टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड.
हे सर्व काही आपल्या सर्वांची एकवटलेली भावना आपण भगवंताला अर्पण करीत आहोत.
सो एव्हरीवन प्लीज